This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi everyone. This is Paul Simpson, manager at Carlisle United, and you are listening to the Blue Army Podcast.
My name is Jamie Devitt.
My name is Maddie Robson.
My name is Chris Phillips.
My name is Paul Anderson.
My name is Mark Boyd.
Hello. My name is Derek Combs.
My name's Toby Show Silva.
My name's Greg Abbott, and you're listening to the Blue Army Podcast. Enjoy.
Can now.
Will, can you hear everything now? Whoever uses your profile, whoever this cockamouth Astro is, mate, they're just up to no good. No good. Every time you log in as cockamouth Astro, they've messed up like your Zoom every single time.
It's my laptop. It's when I'm at my parents' house.
You're on location this week. Someone else that's on location this week but unable to join us is, of course, Max. We all love Max, and he's going to be missed like he is every time he misses an episode. We miss you, Max, and we love you. I'm sure he's going to listen back to this at some point. But lads, I've got some exciting news to kind of kick off the show. The only chef in Cumbria to have won a promotion is back in the game. That's right, gentlemen. I have been signed by the most premier burger outfit in Carlisle. That's right, the return of Stackers. That's right, Stackers is coming back. We're going straight back into Bar 32, and Muggins here is going to be the head chef of Stackers. And in honour of Stackers reopening, with me as the head chef, the Blue Army Podcast host, we're going to be doing a Blue Army burger. Oh, boys, it's going to be tasty. I'm talking about all the blue cheese you can just about handle, with the finest cuts of beefy biltong put on top. Something different, lads. Something different. That's why that's the Blue Army burger that is going to be soon on the menu in Stackers. This week, lads, we're going to open this week. We're doing a cheeky little soft open. I've been given permission to tell the podcast listeners, there's not a lot of other people that are really going to know about it, to be completely honest. We want to sort of like have a little bit of a soft open, not get too overwhelmed. So yeah, if you're a Blue Army Podcast listener, get yourself down there. You'll be one of the first people to try the brand new Stackers kitchen, which is going to be in Bar 32 on Butchergate. Lads, come on, you've got to love some blue cheese on your burger, haven't you? Hey, come on, Liam.
Be honest with you, I don't think I've ever in my life eaten blue cheese, but I'm sure it's lovely.
I don't like blue cheese, but I like blue cheese sauce.
All right, that's good, because it has blue cheese sauce on it as well.
That's it, though, isn't it? It's like blue cheese sauce, like what you have with like steak.
Basically, blue cheese sauce is just melted blue cheese with cream.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, we're meant to be promoting this, aren't we? I absolutely love blue cheese. It's absolutely fantastic. The best thing in the world.
The best, isn't it? It's the best. So you better try one of the Blue Army
fantastic.
Burgers. You better try one of the Blue Army burgers when we're open. We're opening this week in Stackers. That's Bar 32. I'm very excited to get back into the world of chefing again. And I absolutely love street food, lads. We're going to be doing some sick top fries. We're going to be doing some nachos. Bottomless chicken wing challenges. is something that we're going to be looking at doing in the near future.
They do good with blue cheese sauce, chicken wings, buffalo wings and blue cheese sauce.
Maybe you can come down, Will, and you can try and take on the chicken wing challenge, you know. So the way it will work is basically you pay something like, I think they're going to pay like 20 quid, 25 quid, and then you have all the chicken wings you can eat. You order them in portions of like 5 or 6, and you can literally order them all night long. The kitchen's going to be open until about midnight. So yeah, get yourself there early, pay your 20 quid and fill your boots with chicken wings. Every portion will come with a different sauce, or they might charge for the sauce.
You're going to be regretting that when you're like, you're going to be regretting that when it's kind of like 1 in the morning and all you've been doing all evening is just wings and wings.
Hey, that makes my life 10 times easier, mate. Just do wings all day, mate. I love it. That's fine. Don't order anything else. Just order wings. I love making wings. But lads, we've had enough. We've done a little cheeky advert. But, you know, I am excited. I'm genuinely excited to get back into chefing again. I have missed it. And this last sort of like year that I've had away from it has really made me, I don't know, just in the last couple of months, definitely come round to missing it. But the story of why I lost my job at Carlisle United will be coming out over the summer. It's going to be one of the summer episodes. I'm going to finally reveal all about what happened at Carlisle United. We might even get Haggis on to tell his version of the story. But at least we've got something in the books for the summer. Liam, I'm gonna actually rely on you, because you've had a podcast of your own. So I'm gonna rely on you to step in as Mr. Interviewer in that episode and basically just ask away and probe into as many things as you would ask any.
Looks thrilled with the opportunity.
First team. So fantastic stuff, lads. Let's kick off the show properly. That was a long preamble. Oh, Tamaras, how's it going? And welcome back to the Blue Army Podcast. This is, of course, episode 155, and I am absolutely buzzing to be joined by two out of the three men that are known as the Cumbrian Brain Trust. That's right, I'm talking about Liam and Wills, the originales. Oh. Welcome back, lads. You all right?
Yes.
Yep, fantastic.
You're buzzing now. You've heard about that blue cheeseburger.
Now we've heard about, now we've heard that we're going to get the expose in the summer.
Oh, that as well. Yeah, that's going to be exclusive. Yeah, that'll be a load of fun to talk about when we get there. That's going to be fantastic stuff. But something else that's fun, and it's right at the start of the show, gentlemen, is the traditions that we have here in the Blue Army Podcast. And ever since episode one, we've kicked things off with the Blue Army Podcast Joke of the Week. Is he having a laugh? I think he's trying to. It's the Blue Army Podcast Joke of the Week. Right, boys, here we go. Why did the bicycle fall over?
He was too tired.
Oh, come on, Liam. Give us a chance.
Old.
Yeah, sorry.
Give us a chance. Well, you've nailed that one on the head. That's right. Well done. It was still funny. Right, lads. Paul Simpson's been shaking things up at Carlisle United recently with his formations and lineups. And so I'm doing the same thing right here on the Blue Army Podcast. Normally, we go into the League One roundup, but because of the comment section and a few pieces of advice that I've been given recently, I've decided to shake things up, and we're going to start with the news, lads. We're going to start with Carlisle United news, because the comment section and the critics out there have been saying it takes us 15 minutes before we actually talk about Carlisle United. And this is a Carlisle United podcast. It's a fair criticism, I would say. It's a fair criticism. So we'll give them that one. So we're going to start with the Carlisle United related news, gentlemen. The first thing I'm going to tell you about this week is that it has been revealed by Paul Simpson that Carlisle United have put plans in place to start a reserve team. That's right, lads. It's a bit of a luxury at League Two level, you could say, but it's the impact of the Pataiks that makes this a possibility. Will, in League Two, is it necessary to have a reserve team, or is it just a luxury?
Because it depends who else has got reserve teams, like who are they going to be playing. I'm not sure what reserve league there is. you know, at this level, regional, I imagine. So, you know, what kind of teams are we going to be playing? But, you know, it's, if you think about, like, you know, the amount of times that we have to kind of, like, set up these bounce games for players coming back from injury or to give, you know, fringe players a run out, then, yeah, you know, it helps us a bit in that respect.
Now, Liam, do you think that the potential of a reserve team might stop and hinder the development of players that we would normally send out on loan to go and play some proper first-team football?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of, a lot of the players we've got at the minute are going to be here next season just because they're on long-term contracts and we can't shift them. So I think it'll be more a case of, for the first season at least, players we've got that we want to get rid of but can't get rid of are sitting playing Penrith every week in the reserve league kind of thing.
Rather than just shipping them out on loan. Also, because, you know, we managed to get Jaden Harris away on loan, didn't we? You know,
it wasn't... We did, but when you think of, like, Scott Simons when we had him and Gabriel Breeze towards the start of his career, there's a lot of players on them, so it maybe is a good idea. Because I think we used to have a reserve team. I remember Mellish scored a hat-trick before he was given the chance in the first team that season. He scored a lot of goals. And there's always been that Central League Cup kind of thing. So, you know, maybe it's a case of, you know, it's a mixture of players that aren't making the squad but we want to keep, and some youth players that are just coming through.
I don't think it's going to be a massive squad. I think you're right. It's going to be a blend of sort of like bench warmers, people that miss the bench. Fitness is a big part of it. I think we've seen that this season, that we you know, when a player comes back from an injury, they don't have the runouts in a reserve game available to them. They come straight back into the first team. And unfortunately, in the case of, like, you know, Dylan McGeoch, he's been repeatedly injured every time he's came back from injury, unfortunately, and it's had a stop start. It's more difficult to come in at that competitive level when you're trying to come back from injury, I think. So in terms of injuries, I think that's going to be a positive thing. In terms of having too many personalities around the club, that's going to be interesting to see how they recruit reserve team managers, how they recruit reserve team coaches, how the backroom staff's going to be implemented. It's going to be even more interesting because where are you going to find the room? Because we don't have the new you know, academy thing going yet at the moment, or is that going to be a fast development? And then maybe we'll have a base for the reserve team and the youth team, and we'll have a base for the first team as well. Maybe there's going to be two different things. It's interesting, and I like the fact that we've got the luxury of being able to even talk about the fact that we are developing a reserve team. It's nice. It's definitely nice. It's definitely nice. In other Carlisle United related news, gentlemen, Paul Simpson has referred to Jake Robinson's injury as not promising, meaning the 22-year-old could very well be ruled out until the end of the season. I mean, there's only two games left, but, like, you know, how do we feel like the Jack Robinson experiment's gone? You know, he's disturbed Jack Armour over at left back. Jack Armour was definitely a hard stay in Carlisle United's team, a huge part of the playoff and promotion push at Carlisle United. So, Liam, how do you feel like the Jack Robinson experiment has gone this season?
I quite like Jack Robinson, but I always thought that him coming in would mean that eventually Armour would leave for a big fee. And I think that was the plan when he came in, but, you know, with Armour's form kind of dropping, it's now just been a case of we swap between the two. It's always nice to have depth in positions, but I think going forward, you've kind of just got to pick either Armour them and then have Hillsby as the backup to either of them. I think I do like Jack Robinson. I think towards the start of the season especially, he showed a lot of promise. But yeah, he's a weird one, because I'd be interested to see what we do with him next season.
It'd be interesting to see the formation as well. Like, if we start playing a back four, which left back's going to suit a back four?
Yeah.
Maybe they scrap and go right back to the board again, and then they look at a completely different left back to try.
Don't think he's a midfielder, which has been tried as. He's definitely a left back. I almost feel like Armour's better in a back four, Robinson's better in a back five. So it depends what. So, like you said, it depends, Liquid.
Yeah, I mean, I always thought Armour was. Over the long run, he's been more effective going forward than Jack Robinson. Like, under Beach, he was definitely getting forward, scoring a couple of goals, getting in the opposition's box and making those overlaps. Oh,
good cross on him, Armour.
Yeah, I think he's got a good cross on him as well. I don't know what's happened to him this season. I really don't. I feel like he's maybe got too comfortable. Season number three, you know, with Carlisle, he's got a bit used to everything. He's had a bit of success. And maybe he just hasn't been like training as hard as he has been. Maybe he's not been as hungry as he used to have been. And it's given Robinson the opportunity to obviously slip in to that position. In other Carlisle United related news, gentlemen, or maybe not Carlisle United related news, we'll see how it develops over the summer. But Newcastle goalkeeper and former Carlisle United goalkeeper Mark Gillespie will be axed by Newcastle over the summer. It has already been revealed that he will be getting released by Newcastle. It was put all over the Carlisle United fan pages. People were drooling over the prospect of Mark Gillespie coming in. It's a free transfer. He's been here before. He was incredibly successful the last time he was here. Paul Simpson likes bringing Cumbrians home. He likes having, you know, homegrown talent back around the club, people that were around here as teenagers and stuff. But what would that do to Harry Lewis? And would that be a case of if you bring Mark Gillespie in, Will, I'm going to ask you this question, mate. Yeah. If you bring Mark Gillespie in, then do you get rid of Harry Lewis? Do you let him go out on loan and play first team football?
If you bring Mark Gillespie in...
Mm-hmm.
You know, Gillespie's not necessarily going to be the first choice keeper anyway, because he hasn't played a lot in recent years. And I know he's only 32, but he's kind of got this look about him now as a keeper towards the end of his career. I think maybe just because he had that spell as... Because, I mean, he was basically at Newcastle because he counted towards their homegrown, because he came through Newcastle's academy. Originally, he counts towards their homegrown players. So I think that's like the main reason why he was there and obviously didn't get much game time. So whether, you know, whether if he comes, if he comes in, it would be coming in as a first choice, or whether it's more kind of like bringing someone like him in for the experience to help along. Lewis and Breeze, and mainly sit on the bench with maybe Breeze going out on loan.
Do you think, Liam, that that Mark Gillespie would settle for that? Don't you think if he was going to drop down to a League Two level, he would expect to play first team football?
I think he'd really expect to play first team football, especially when you say he's been not playing too much football over the last few years, but. You know, he's not been sitting on the bench at Queen of the South. He's been sitting on the bench at a Champions League club this season. You know, I think he was on the bench against Dortmund and PSG. You know, he's been at a very high level and at least training at a very high level. And he has got a few games in the cup. I think he'd expect to come in and be first choice if he came back to Carlisle. But I just don't think it'll happen. I think we probably need to divert our attention away from ex-players for once. But yeah, it's... Goalkeeping is an area I'd kind of like us to strengthen, because I'm not convinced in Harry Lewis, but I think we're going to go into next season with Harry Lewis as first choice. We'd probably Breeze on the bench, or he goes out on loan and we get a Premier League loanee in to sit on the bench. I can't imagine a new first, definitely what Gillespie would be looking for if he came back down to League Two.
Yeah, I would expect that. I'd expect that. In lastly news, lads, I'll just round things off nice with the loan watch. Both Kai Nugent of Annan and Max Kilsby of Queen of the South were on the victorious side of the results this weekend, contributing 3 points to their respective teams. So it's good to see those lads developing at the end of a successful match. So that is the Carlisle United related news that I have for everybody this week. And so it'd be quite nice if we had a bit more of a well-rounded view, wouldn't you say, after only focusing on Carlisle United for the first start of the show. Let's hear about what people are doing around Carlisle United in the part of the show that we like to call the League One Roundup with Liam and Wills. Take it away, boys.
Do you want to start with League One, Liam?
I'll start with League One, but it's not really my, area of... how do I explain it? Like, it's not what I'm focusing on at the minute, because we're not going to be there. there's actually a lot of games going on as we speak, Fleetwood are winning against Peterborough to put them 21st. You know, they're making a late gasp for survival to try and pull Burton or you know, well, it's going to have to be Burton now into the
Burton and Chelsea
relegation.
Playing each other, so that could be interesting.
Like, yeah, and that's nil. Yeah,
potentially,
Yeah, that's nil-nil at the minute. So, you know, it's going to be some, you know, some big games today. But look, going back on last week, Bristol Rovers got their first win in ages against Cheltenham Town to kind of, when it looked like they were the form team, but after losing to us and then Bristol Rovers, it looks like they're going to be down fairly quickly. I think if results go against them today, they could get relegated today. As I said, Port Vale are losing. They lost to Exeter last week when Carlisle played Blackpool. And Fleetwood won against Northampton Town, which is the big result. However, that was matched by a Burton Albion win as well. And it looks like, at the minute, Fleetwood are going to be the team to watch because, you know, after being stuck relatively towards the bottom end of League One, they're the ones that are making a last gasp survival attempt. And they're now on 40 points behind Burton, who were on 44. So I think if the best case scenario is it stays like that, and, you know, Fleetwood are 4 points behind with 6 points to play for going at the end of the season in the last two. So, yeah, in the relegation fight, I'm not too bothered about the top teams at the minute. Portsmouth are promoted now, I think, and Derby, you know, they're getting close to it. So it looks like them two are going to go up. Blackpool, despite their win at Carlisle, couldn't get into the playoffs with Oxford winning as well in a 5-0 win. But yeah, the interesting thing is the relegation fight. It looks like Carlisle and Cheltenham are already down at Carlisle, with Port Vale joining them. And then it's between Fleetwood and Burton, in my opinion, who gets that last relegation spot. But most likely it's going to be Carlisle, Cheltenham, Port Vale and Fleetwood. And they're the teams we're going to see in League Two next season when we're sitting here talking about the League Two roundup.
Yeah, the return of the League Two roundup.
Yeah, I mean, someone that definitely won't be in the League Two roundup next season is Wrexham. Their promotion was confirmed at the weekend with a big win for them, so they're going up.
What a segue. hands up, what a segue.
Going up, joining Stockport in getting promoted, and games going on today as well, tonight in League Two, that could, you know, could wrap a lot of the outstanding issues up in League Two. Currently, Mansfield are 1-0 up against Accrington. A win for Mansfield and they will get the third automatic promotion spot. So, you know, in 80 minutes time, then that could be the automatics all done and dusted in League Two. In the playoff places, Barrow lost three in a row now.
Oh dear.
How cushion, but Doncaster of all teams are kind of catching up with them. Doncaster, I remember not that long ago, were like down near the bottom and they've gone on an amazing run. They're currently on
the last eight.
Yeah, 8-game winning streak. 1 point outside the playoffs, with MK Don's Crew, Barrow and Crawley all losing at the weekend. You know, that it puts Doncaster in a great place to steal a playoff place off someone such as Crawley or Barrow. So, you know, this we could be, you know, seeing the Cumbrian Derby return next season, especially if Barrow failed to make the playoffs.
Can you imagine after all the talk this season, they don't even make playoffs? I'd absolutely love that.
I mean, like Carlisle City and Penrith are in the same league. Like, you know, that's a pretty big deal. That's a big derby.
Be interesting if Doncaster go up because of, like, the season they've had and where they've come from. You could kind of like say if they kind of end up winning the playoffs, will they kind of like have a season a bit like ours where you kind of like say, have they gone up too early? And down at the other end, Forest Green could be relegated today, and as things stand, are being relegated today. Colchester are 1-0 up against Grimsby. If Colchester win that,
and that's after it was revealed this week that I think they have like they've paid the second highest amount to agents in this league, second only to Wrexham. I think they've paid like something like $300,000 worth of agents fee this season. You know, and you compare that to Carlisle, I think we're on $80,000. So,
yeah,
you know, they're going into the National League in a little bit of a financial mess. So I honestly think if results stay today as they are, that's probably the last time the Professional Football League will see Forest Green Rovers. Or at least I hope so. I'm sick of having to play them.
Yeah, I mean, they've still got this new stadium, I think, is still kind of like in the pipeline.
Yeah, so it's made of wood.
Yeah, if that gets built, it could well transform their fortunes and see them rise again. But yeah, as things stand, and even if they don't get relegated today, it's a tall order for them. The win for Colchester, if they can keep it, will move them out of the relegation zone ahead of Sutton just by 1 point. Colchester have those two games in hand, though. So
Patrick's that as well as Sutton.
Yeah.
So, you know, if Colchester win, then they maybe kind of create a bit of momentum, and you know, if they get something out of any of those two games in hand, then that could well be Sutton gone as well. But yeah, that's the situation in League Two at the moment. It's still, I mean, I don't know why we give live updates, because it's not got, you know, this isn't going out until like Wednesday. But
yeah.
As I'm saying this, Mansfield are getting automatic promotion, and Forest Green are going down. Barrow and Crawley, interestingly, because they're the teams in the bottom two places of the playoffs, are playing each other. Currently 0-0. Both teams have kind of stumbled a bit, and you know, this is a game that Doncaster will be looking to, you know, maybe one of those teams to falter or both of them to falter, and Doncaster not playing today, but yeah, it could be rubbing their hands with glee at the moment.
It's mad, really, because there's so many teams in the like playoff race at the minute that I just don't like. Like, I don't want Barrett to go up. I don't want MK Dons to go up because they're MK Dons. And I don't want Crawley to go up after the whole thing when, you know, we played them last year with the American Devil.
Oh, that.
Stuff like that. So big up Crew. Yeah. I hope Crew go up.
How's that going for them? Because obviously they're having a much better season this season. I mean, they're having a much better season. Are they still as active? I haven't really heard anything from them. But you know, maybe that's been
a good thing.
Yeah, maybe that's kind of been the lesson that they've learned, is just give the people who know about football some money and let them deal with it.
Yeah, it was come brains alone.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just amazed with like Doncaster's form, though. Like I say, they were down the bottom end not that long ago, and they are a team that I quite like because my granddad's from there. So, it'd be nice for Doncaster to go up.
Yeah, especially after the run they've been on as well, like the informed team, definitely. All right, boys. Well, thank you very much. You know, we all got to find out what's been happening here. What's been happening there? In the league. 1-2 roundup with Liam and Wills. There's no conference this week, was there? So there we go.
Not that much happening in the conference.
It's kind of all over, isn't it?
There's still a chance that the playoff places will change, but not by much.
Exactly. Right, lads, I know Max isn't here, but he was kind enough to tell me what his million-dollar idea was going to be this week. Well, his million-dollar idea this week, gentlemen, is theme days. That's right. He really enjoyed Retro Kit Day. He had a great time at Retro Kit Day, looking at all the different retro kits and stuff like that. And it's been suggested that maybe we look into doing some different type of theme days, things that involve like rotating the food, for example. You know, we could have a hog roast day, and we could all dress up as pigs. We could have like Santa Claus Day again, but like do it organized and properly. So we all turn up on the same day, just as Santa. You know, there's many things that we could maybe do. And to put you on the spot, gentlemen, you know, what kind of a day would you like at Brunton Park? If you could have any kind of theme day at Brunton Park, what would make you the happiest? You've got your football club, you know, you've got your favourite football team playing football, but what do you want before the match? What would make you incredibly happy? I've done some pandering, I'm giving you moments to think, and now it's time for somebody to give us an idea. Okay. Liam, have you got one?
It's maybe a little bit boring, but just like the away kit day, you can. I don't know what the rules are in the AFL about maybe the whole come dressed in like historic away kits. That'd be all right. Imagine everyone coming in the deck chair shirts.
It'd be very similar to retro kit day.
It would be very similar, but maybe with the addition of the team playing in their away kit as well.
All right, okay. So, like, Carlisle would have to play in their away kit as well. That'd be... Ooh, let's all go and see... Because I don't normally go to away games, so I can finally get to see Carlisle play in their away kit if I go on away kit day. Oh, that'd be good, man. It is very similar to retro
it
kit.
It is very similar.
It's very similar. Will, have you had the chance to think of anything that you'd like?
Well, I mean, you could do kind of, like, themes... in terms of like getting, you know, different sort of like food in the fan zone. You could have, say, like, I don't know, Indian street food theme day or like Mexican theme day. And like, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, have a theme in the fan zone.
So then the food's always different. It gives you a different reason to go down and try something different, I suppose, wouldn't it?
When they've got the big screen, you could maybe kind of like say it was Mexican theme day, you have like some Mexican football on the big screen.
That'd be good. That'd be good. What about like America Day, you know, and they have like hot dogs and burgers, and obviously the Patayaks will turn up and we've already had that. Yeah, I guess so, but it was a bit unofficial.
No fun game.
That was just a spontaneous outpouring of joy.
It was. It was a thing of beauty. It was a thing of beauty. And something else that is a thing of beauty, gentlemen, is one of our favourite games that we like to play here on the Blue Army podcast. But before we play that game, it's time for just a few words from a couple of our sponsors.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
All right, boys. It's time to play everybody's second favourite game. That's right, boys. It's time to play True Blue or Not a Blue. True Blue or Not a Blue. Blue, 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 blue. Let's go, boys. It's True Blue or Not a Blue time. We all know how it works. The person's name is either somebody that played for Carlisle United or somebody I've completely made up. And it's up to you to decide who the True Blues are and who is not a True Blue. Gentlemen, this time I themed it around 1977. It's going to be a difficult one for you, gentlemen, but I'm sure you'll do well. I'll kick things off with the first name for True Blue or Not a Blue, Martin Burley.
Sounds
real.
Normalish, yeah. That means anything because
it's too boring to be
quite good at it.
I thought you were about to say it has become quite boring.
But we are saying True Blue, though, lads, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well done, lads. You got the first one right. Martin Burley was a goalkeeper in 1977 for Carlisle United. The next name on the list, gentlemen, Dennis Martin.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds real.
I don't think.
Martin Burley and Dennis Martin.
Right, and yeah, I know he likes to like swap the first name and surname around a lot, but was your instinct that it's not?
I don't think it's
right, we'll go with that if it's an instinct.
Well, Dennis Martin is a True Blue, I'm afraid, lads. Yeah, Dennis Martin was a striker that played alongside Martin Burley in 1977 for Carlisle United. The next name on the list, gentlemen, is Barry Mick.
That's quite a nice name, you know. Mick. I quite like Barry Mick.
Wonder if this next one's going to be Mick Barry.
Yeah. Barry Mick.
I mean,
does anyone have the second name Mick? Is that a thing?
There's always going to be somebody.
Is it not like Barry Michaels and it's just been shortened?
I don't think that's how it works.
No, I didn't think it was, but I don't think. Yeah. It's like how Pele's not Pele's actual name, you know what I mean? It's like Barry Mick is just Barry Michaels, but everyone calls him Barry Mick. And in the 70s, they would just whack that on the team sheet, I'd imagine. So, I weirdly think it's true. I didn't think it was, but I've talked my way into thinking it's true.
Yeah, you have. Okay, well, we've got to go true then.
I'm saying it's true. Barry Mick is not a true blue, I'm afraid.
Well, you need to let me talk, you know. Next one I'm just going to give to you because my instincts have been wrong.
I think you know what's coming next. Mick Barry.
Who'd have thought?
Should we go true blue? I mean, I feel like after that build-up, we've got to, haven't we?
No idea. I'm gonna say true
blue, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to say true blue because you'd be correct, lads. That's why, because Mick Barry was a blue, but Barry Mick wasn't a blue, unfortunately. The last name on the list, lads, is Frank McVitie.
Oh, that's
real. Yeah, that's a real person, isn't it? I'm sure. Oh no,
I don't know if he's a footballer.
George McVitie. I've heard of.
Yeah, George McVitie sounds real.
I think George McVitie is like what maybe one of the sort of like classic 70s Carlisle footballers.
Oh, I thought it was the Biscuit Man.
So I think maybe he's. So you said Frank McVitie.
Frank McVitie, yes.
False.
Yeah, not a blue.
I'm going to say not a blue.
Yeah.
And you'd be correct, mate. Well done. It was a red herring. Okay. You're right. George McVitie did play in 1977, but I said Frank McVitie, who was not a true blue, is a completely fictional person that I've made up just for the purposes of this game. Gentlemen, thank you very much for playing true blue or not a blue. It's always a pleasure to play with the two of you. We miss you, Max, though. It's just that extra dimension of fun. Something that hasn't been fun recently, gentlemen, and very rarely this season, is the match report. So that's right, it's time to do the match report. It's Carlisle United's match report for their weekend's loss against Blackpool. It's featured Harry Lewis in goal with a back five of Ellis, Lavelle, Huntington, Barkley and Armour. Robinson, Neil and Mellish made up a very defensive looking midfield three where Armstrong and Kelly were once again partnered together up front. Lads, you were both there. It was at Bruton Park. So, how do you feel like the performance was for you? I've heard it was very dogged. I heard both sides were incredibly poor. And I mean, why don't you just describe that goal for us first of all, Liam?
You know, one word description, quick. I couldn't believe it. It was our kickoff as well. We conceded from our own kickoff after about, I think it was what, 30, 40 seconds, something like that.
Even quicker than that, I think it was like 20.
Yeah, it was daft, to put it lightly. It just turned into a race between that Dembele and Paul Huntington, and I think that's probably the slowest man on the pitch against the quickest. Like, it was only ever going to end one way. You know, he put it past Harry Lewis, in my opinion, a little bit too easily, but I'll never really fault a keeper on a one-on-one. Yeah, it was just... It was, in my opinion, at the time, I thought, oh my God, we're going to get smashed here. You know, luckily that wasn't the case.
So how did you feel, Will, that how Carlisle United reacted after the goal?
Well, we didn't get a shot on target, I don't think, in the end, which is fairly disappointing. If it hadn't been for us conceding a goal that early on, then you could, you know, credit us, you know, holding a, you know, decent Blackpool team at bay. So, like, neither team had much, you know, much to kind of like trouble the goalkeepers with after the goal. Arguably, Blackpool didn't need to try that hard, but yeah, I mean, you know, you could give some credit to the fact that for most of the game, they were, you know, holding Blackpool at bay. It's just the fact that they had already conceded in the opening 20 seconds.
Yeah, the game was over before it pretty much got started. Heads dropped and it didn't really improve from there, unfortunately. Paul Simpson, of course, has been trying different things. You know, he's tried a different midfield three. He's trying to do different things. But there's going to be a lot of changes over the course of the summer, gentlemen. And we haven't really talked about who we want to see around next season and who we don't want to see around next season. So I'm going to put you on the spot once again. And I want two names that you definitely want to see here at Carlisle United next season and two names that you wouldn't mind seeing the back of next season. I think it was Liam I put on the spot first time. So, Will, I'm going to go with you. What instinctually comes to your mind when you think of two players that you want to keep at Carlisle United next season?
Going into next season, I'm going to go with the front two of Armstrong and Kelly. I mean, you know, they've both been signed with next season in mind, and Kelly in particular, you know, looks to have some real talent. So, I'm fairly positive about them two being, you know, quite probably our main front two in next season.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty confident shout. Liam, who are your two people that you'd like to see the back of next season?
The back of? I think, you know, one of the big ones is Sean Maguire. And luckily his, you know, contract's up at the end of the season, not just because he's been absolutely crap since he arrived, but because he's apparently the highest earner at the club. Yeah. So, you know, I'd like to see the back of him. And I think just for his own good, I think Thomas Hawley definitely needs to leave. Because, you know, it says a lot that he was our first choice goalkeeper going into the next season. And, you know, in the mark, Gillespie comes up. I think Thomas Hawley does need to go for our sake, yeah, and for his.
I think the fact that he wasn't mentioned is because we expect that he'll be going anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, even if we wanted to, I don't think the option is really there for us to keep Thomas Hawley. You know, I don't think he would choose to stay because he's been frozen out for half a season and he'll probably want, yeah, to move on for his own good anyway. So
we might end up seeing him next season playing for someone else against us. That's a high possibility.
Weirdly, I think he's got Warsaw written all over. It's just like a bit of a gut instinct. He just seems like that kind of player. Him and Joe Riley at Warsaw, I can see it happening.
Yeah, okay, that kind of does. That kind of does add up. And Will, two players that you'd like to see the back of at Carlisle?
I guess like Liam's kind of hit on the obvious two that we probably will see the back of. So I have to like try and come up with two others. I imagine that we're going to be seeing the back of Jordan Gibson. Don't necessarily want him to go, but he's and being disciplined, so I think for kind of, I could be wrong, but I think kind of like his desire to stay at Carlisle is now kind of like gone, and I don't think he's going to really do anything for us now. Other than that, players who, I don't know, let me think. I mean, I guess, you know, probably, you know, Corny Whelan, again, it's not one that I'm kind of like saying his name, but if, you know, it seems fairly kind of like obvious that he, you know, that he will be going, you know, having not even been included in the squad for the second half of the season.
Yeah. Reserve team would have been good for him.
Well, even so, I mean, you can't keep players happy in the reserve team, though.
Oh, yeah, but he would have been able to have done a bit more, I guess.
Yeah.
Liam, two players that you want to keep next season?
I'll try and go for ones that Wills hasn't said. And I'll go with club legend Johnny Mellish. Hopefully he can tear up League 2 again. And, you know, new signing Harrison Neal, I think, has been absolutely class since he came in. So them two are definitely, they'd be nigh on first name on the team sheet for next season.
Fair. All right, thank you, gentlemen. And let's hear what other people have had to say about Carlisle United's performance against Blackpool as we dive in to Blue Army TV's, that's right, Liam's YouTube channel's comment section, and we find out what people have been saying about Carlisle United. What have you got for us this week, Liam?
This segment always creeps up on me, but I've got it just in time.
Yeah, I just tried to handle it a bit as well.
Yeah, I appreciate
always see, I always see it because your eyes go like that way. And then, you know what I mean? I can see like scrolling, like kind of thing.
Okay, right. Mikey plays poker. You know, he's left a lot of comments in this segment before. This game sums up a grim season, lad. Major recruitment needed. Okay. Fair enough. Lee Ruffle says 20 seconds. That's all he's put. I think we can guess what he means by that. He's also put, I've been saying 4-4-2 for Armstrong and Kelly for weeks. Two fast wingers to get down the wings and cross the ball in for the big two. Having wing backs doesn't work. They need to be fast enough to get forward and twice as quick getting back.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have those players to do that, though. We don't have fast wingers.
I think that's what he's saying, though, like going into next season. Like, that's the answer if you're going to play them two as a front two.
Yeah.
And Michael Weston kind of agrees. He says, get some fast wingers in and use them instead of packing the midfield and just hoofing it up in the air.
I mean, that's fair. Fucking fair. Like, that's been, like, all season.
That's been the story of our season.
It has, like, the fullbacks have been pretty ineffective, unfortunately, you know.
And to wrap it up, half-time already, says, Blackpool were poor, but we just run that perfectly sums up this game.
Oh, well, mate, thanks very much for diving into your comments section. And yeah, we got to hear what people were thinking about Carlisle United's performance against Blackpool. But it's time to start looking ahead, lads. You know, let's get over that. You know, let's get over that. We got two more games left, and you know, we're in a bit of a holiday mode, really. You know, we don't have to take them too seriously here on the Blue Army podcast, at least. You know, don't want to get into any disciplinary issues. but yeah, lads, it's, you know, let's look ahead to the weekend's opponents, which is Wickham. It's at home. It's, you know, the last home game of the season. We have to get a win, lads. Come on, we have to get a win. So I'm going to say it's going to be 2-0 to Carlisle is going to be my prediction. And I'm going to go with a Kelly and an Armstrong goal, one apiece. And Will, what are you going to go with?
3-0 to Carlisle, another Mellish hat trick.
Nice, I love that.
Great way to sign off. Yeah, that's great. Will there be a pitch invasion at the end of the season?
No, do you remember when
not
they,
like last
they
year?
Won regardless of like how
exactly
they
that's what I mean. There'd be one regardless sometimes. Yeah, I bet they do a Tannoy announcement. I bet they do a Tannoy announcement to tell people not to go on the pitch. I bet they do.
Stay off the pitch.
They will. They'll tell people to be like, do not run on.
That just makes one, that just makes people want to go on the pitch, though, doesn't
it? Yeah, exactly.
Like, I wasn't thinking about going on the pitch, but now you've put it in my mind. I might have to.
And Liam, what are you going to go with?
Oh, I'm going to go a 2-0 win. I think Sam Lavelle will score again because he's now weirdly our second joint top goal scorer. And one for Kelly, he'll get his first goal for the club.
Yeah. Well, all fair predictions each, lads. All fairly positive, really. And, lads, it's time to play everybody's favourite game.
Guess in the player.
Guess in the player. Guess in the player. Here we go, boys.
Guess in the player. Guess in the player. Guess in the player. I've got all guess in the player.
Guessing the player. Guessing the player, lads. Oh,
guessing the player.
I fucking love this part of the show. Guessing I do, the I do. And it's my guessing turn to play. Player. In fact, it's going to be me versus Max, but because Max isn't here, that means it's me versus Wills this week. And Liam, you're doing clue guide duties. You know, you know me for a bit of a curveball when you're clue guide, so it'll be interesting to see how this goes with you as clue guide. Will, does Liam as clue guide make you any more nervous as it makes me?
I don't know. I mean, I've not had one of his curveballs before. You know, that was Lady versus Max when he kind of like did a complete random.
Went with Alan Ross.
Yeah, and he's since then he seems to have gone like a bit more straight down the
I've mellowed out a bit. I feel like I'm disappointing people. I should throw a few more curveballs in there.
That's your reputation. You're the wacky one. You're the wacky dude. Yeah. It's just like, what's that show? The Chase. And we've all got like names. And you're the wacky one. Oh dear me. But yeah, I'm here and I'm nervous because Liam's the clue guide. It's, I always feel like it's a bit more difficult when Liam's the clue guide because you just don't know where we're going to land. Will, yeah. You, as a last minute substitution, can have the honour of being the home team and I'll be the away team. Liam, it's time for you to take over, sir, and begin to clue guide us through a game of guessing the player.
Okay, right. I'm not entirely sure whether this one's too easy or too hard, but we'll run it anyways. We'll start off with a fairly difficult clue. This player is, but spent 6 years in the Carlisle youth system.
Can you give us that one again? Sorry, it glitched out for me.
This player made 0 senior appearances, but spent 6 years in the Carlisle youth system.
Oh, right, okay.
Years, but made no senior appearances. I want to go with Josh Dixon.
No, not Ooh. Josh Dixon.
I'll go with Jordan Holt.
Not Jordan Holt, I'm afraid.
Nah.
I don't think you were ever going to get it from that first clue, but it gets a bit easier now. This player was part of Paul Simpson's 2017 under-20 World Cup winning squad, making one appearance. It was Dean Henderson. Very good, Will. That's a 2-pointer for you.
Bloody heckers, like the goalkeeper, Dean Hendo. Well done, mate. Well done. 2 points on the board for Wills. Well done.
I feel like it's a while since they've got any points.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see when that special episode comes out. We'll see what the scores are. We'll square.
For those at home, the third clue was he was the EFL Championship Golden Glove winner in the 2018-19 season.
Well. Well done, Wills. Well done, lads. Yeah. Well done. It's been an absolute pleasure, like it always is, gentlemen. Will, you went victorious this week for guessing the player. Yeah. It's a nice note to end things on. You know, I don't feel too downhearted by it. You deserve your victory this week, and I'll bow down to you, sir. Well done. And there isn't really, lads, anything else left for us to do this week, apart from saying, bye for now.
Bye for now.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.